Gardner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Abner discovered that Lum had received some diamonds in the mail, he became very anxious to join Lum in his new but still undisclosed business venture. He finally succeeded in getting a job, and the old fellows now have an amicable, if strange, working arrangement. Part of the day, Lum works for Abner as his delivery boy. The remainder of the time, Abner serves as Lum's office boy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in his Jot'em Down store and library, trying to get rid of Cedric. Listen.
Cedric, I told you I ain't got time to talk with you now.
But I want to show you something, Mr. Abner.
Well, I just ain't got the time. I got to get things all fixed up here for this new corporation that Lum's starting up.
Corporation?
Yeah.
I thought Mr. Lum was your deliver boy.
Well, just part of the time now. Mostly he's president of this new company of his.
Well, are you in partnerships with him?
Well, no, not exactly, but I talked him into hiring me for office boy. And I'm renting him this space here in the store for his office. I ain't getting no money for it, but I'm getting 10% of the profits. And ain't no telling how much that'll be.
Just, what kind of business is it, Mr. Abner?
Well, it's, Doggy, that's right. Lum ain't told me yet.
Ain't told you?
No, I know it's a good one, though, because Lum's making enough money already to buy real diamonds.
Diamonds?
Yes, sir.
Boy, he's just the fella I want to see then.
Well, it won't do you no good, Cedric. I got the only job he's offering now. You just be wasting your time talking to
him. Yes, Mom, but I want to...
Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring. You run along, Cedric, and maybe you can see Lum later.
Yes, Mom, that's what I'll do. I'll see him later.
All right.
I want to see him the worst way.
Yeah, that's fine, Cedric. Hello? Got him down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Abner.
Goodbye. Not you, Mousy. I was talking to Cedric. How's that? Talk over a business proposition. Well, I'll tell you, Mousy, I'm awful busy right now. Could you make it some other time? Well, today's an awful busy day for me, Mousy.
Morning, Abner. Oh, excuse me.
Listen, Mousy, Lum just come in. Call me back after a while. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Say, Abner, what in the world's wrong with Cedric?
With Cedric?
Yeah, I met him just now when I was coming in the store, and he said, I can't see you now, Mr. Lum, but I'll see you later. And then he walked on by me.
Oh, well, he's been pestering me all morning. Wanted to talk to me, and then he wanted to talk to you, so I told him we was both too busy, but maybe he could see you later.
Well, that's a good idea. Make everybody think we're awful busy. I believe maybe you're going to make me a pretty good office boy.
Well, good for me.
Of course, you don't need a lot of training yet, of course.
Oh, yeah. Say, Lum, I was just wondering, would you mind changing the name of my job from office boy to office man?
Office man?
If you'll do that, I'll change yours to deliver man.
Yeah. I believe maybe that's a good suggestion, Abner.
Yeah, we're a heap too old to go around calling one another boy, it looks like.
You're right. He's getting to where I never hardly know where to sit at Sunday school anymore. In the men's Bible class or the primary sunbeam class.
Yeah, well, it's getting hard for me to walk by the schoolhouse out looking around to see if a truant officer weren't chasing me.
Well, there won't be no more of that boy calling around here then.
Good.
I'm for that 100%.
And no more bossing one another around, either.
No, sir. No more bossing around.
Yeah.
Now then, let's step into my office and I'll start learning you your new duties as office man.
Yeah, sure.
Now, one of the first things I want you to do is get some boards and build a partition around this office instead of just having that chalk line on the floor.
Partition, huh?
Yeah, and then get some paint and paint it.
Yeah, sure.
And paint my name on the door in gold letters.
No letter.
Now then, in regards to the...
Say, Long, it don't seem just exactly like it has been around here, me and you being back together again this way. It seems awful good, you know what?
Oh, yeah, sure does.
And no more bossing around. I like that, too.
Now then, in regards to the business...
Say, routine. That reminds me, Long, I hate to bother about little things, but can I ask you a question?
Why, sure. What is it?
Well, exactly what business are we in?
Oh, Granny, that's right, ain't it? I ain't told you that yet, have I?
No.
Well, here, let me show you something I got in my pocket here. Wait a minute. Here.
What is it?
Look here there. Real genuine imitation diamonds.
Oh, yeah, them's the ones I seen. Diamonds.
Yes. Hmm. And that's the business we're in right there.
Kit, you mean we're stealing them?
Of course not.
Well, I know good and well we ain't got enough money to go around buying them things.
We ain't buying them. We're selling them.
Huh?
And what's more, I got the exclusive agency to sell them in all of Polk County. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, who said you could have the exclusive agency to sell them here?
The outfit that makes them. Or mines them, or whatever they do to them.
Oh.
It's a high-class outfit, too. The Alpha Novelty Sales Company of St. Louis.
Is that a big outfit?
Biggest in the world.
That's pretty good.
Well, that is. If it ain't now, it will be before I get through working for them, then tell you that.
Yeah, but, Lom, who are you going to sell diamonds to around here? There ain't nobody in Pine Ridge can afford them things.
At these new prices, they can. See, they've marked them down.
Oh, down,
a special introductory offer, they said.
Oh.
They put out three sizes of them. One of them sells for
$6.95. $6.95 for just one diamond?
Yeah, but the other two are fairly cheap.
Oh.
$3.95 and $1.95.
Well, that's better. I was going to say that.
And the best part of it is the profit you make. See, I make 50 cents on a $1.95 diamond.
Huh.
And 75 on a $3.95 and $2 on a $6.95er.
$2?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
That's the ones I'm going to concentrate on, too. Fact is, I'm letting Moe's Moose try out the big one right now. A diamond in every home, that's my new motto.
Yes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you reckon Moe's will buy it?
Oh, sure. It's in the bag.
The diamond is?
No, I mean, it's as good as sold right now.
Oh.
And that's just a starter. With that big of profits, I'm bound to clean up several $100 a month.
Uh-huh.
Maybe up into the thousands, I don't know.
Doggett, I'm getting 10% of that, too.
Oh, that was the smartest thing you ever done, Abner, getting in with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, Long, whereabouts did you ever find out about this diamond company there in St. Louis?
Well, I never. They found out about me.
Huh?
See, they was looking around for a man to handle this exclusive agency here, and they wanted to be careful and find just the right feller. So, natural, they started looking me over.
Clean from St. Louis? Doggies, they got awful good eyesight.
Well, I mean, they asked questions about me.
Huh?
Looked up my history and my records and all that.
Huh?
All the outstanding things I've done.
Looked them up on
me. Yeah. Fact is, I believe I recollect seeing a couple of strangers in town about a week ago. More like these high-up officers in the company looking me over. I never knowed it, of course, at the time.
About a week ago, I don't believe I seen them.
Well, they was here, I think.
Yeah.
I figure when they found out about my theater burning down, well, they figured that was their opportunity to get me. So they wrote me a letter right away.
A letter? What'd they say?
I'm glad you asked me that. Got the letter right here in my pocket.
Well, good. Read it to me. Let's hear what they had to say, Lum.
It is right here. Complimentary.
Well.
Dear sir.
That's interesting.
Your name has been given to us as a reliable, ambitious go-getter. It sure got me down to a T there, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Reliable, ambitious go-getter. I like
it. Said it twice, huh?
No, I was just starting up again, back a ways.
Oh.
And we are therefore granting you the exclusive agency for your county to merchandise our new amazing product, Cento Diamond. We believe
there comes Cedric again. I'll get shut up just as quick as I can.
No, let him come on in. I'll sell him a diamond.
Huh?
Now, you watch how it's done.
Yeah. Sell him that biggest one, that expensive one.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Cedric, old boy. Come on in. Proud you got back so quick.
Oh, can I see Mr. Lum now?
Well, I reckon Ma wants to see you, Cedric.
Yeah, I sure do. Cedric, my boy, what you need to make your life fuller and happier and more prosperous is one of our...
Wait a minute, Ma. Hold off till I get the phone here. I don't want to miss none of this.
All right, but hurry up.
Yeah, I will.
Because I'm ready to go.
Hello, John. I'm down store and library having a Peabody doing the talking. What is it, Mousy?
Mr. Lum, what I come in to see you about...
Wait a minute, Cedric.
Well, me and Lum are both pretty busy right now, Mousy.
Well, read this paper, Mr. Lum. That'll explain everything.
Well, just a minute, and I'll ask him. Say, Lum, Mousy wants to know if you want to buy... Huh? Wait a minute. Hello, Mousy? Did you say diamonds?
Diamonds?
Exclusive agency? Doggies, you must be missed, too.
Why, of course it is. Ask him what company give him that.
Yeah, what company was that, Mousy? St. Louis, huh?
Uh-oh.
Huh. Yeah.
That's one too good. Tell him to come over here and we'll try to straighten this thing out.
Yeah, Lum says you better come over to the store, Mousy. Yeah, right away. All right. Goodbye. Doggies, that's peculiar.
Hey, Mr. Lum, will you read this paper now?
I ain't got time, Cedric. I got too many other things on my mind.
Well, will you read it then, Mr. Abner?
I reckon so. Give it here, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, here it is.
Looks like a letter. Dear sir, your name has been given to us as a reliable, ambitious go-getter, and therefore we are granting you the exclusive agency.
Wait a minute. Let's see that.
Huh?
Granted, that's just like the one I got.
Well, for the land's sake, it is sure as a whirl, Lum. It sure is.
Howdy.
Oh, hello, Grandpap. Lum, are you sure they're the same?
Bring your mail over for you.
All right, just lay it there on the counter.
All right. All it is just a letter for you from some outfit in St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah, the Alpha Novelty Sales Company.
Huh?
Oh, say, Lum, looky here. You ain't the only one that can wear diamonds. Just take a gander at that one.
Oh, good Grandpap, you ain't selling diamonds too, are you?
Oh, no. I bought this one for $1.95 off of that littlest Bates youngin'.
Bates youngin'? Now, why in the world could he have got hold of any diamonds?
I don't know. He's so young, you can't hardly understand him, but it sounded like he said something about an exclusive agent.